Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another, the only place you're going to find sanity on the planet right now is right here with me. That's right. You know, again, let's be clear about something. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live and 60 outlets across the country, a few video outlets as well. Head up to the website, realside.com, where you can watch live, listen live, take the poll, and find out where we're playing. We might be on the station local to where you're at. So, L.A. County, California, one of the largest counties. Matter of fact, their budget is bigger than most third world nations. And I think they have the sixth largest budget in the country. They have their own Air Force. They have their own Navy. I mean, I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. Right? I mean, they've got some of the best health care, believe it or not, on the planet. They've just declared, let's see, what are we going to call this thing? Or what are they going to call it? Oh, it's the Safer at Home Public Health Order. That's how they get around some things. Right? Which emphasizes the importance of social distancing. This doesn't mean being alone. They go on to say you're still an important part of the community. Now, what this means if you live in Los Angeles County is what you can do, which I find is funny. You can go to the grocery store and order food or delivery. Now, you go to the grocery store. Can you imagine? You look at those lines. Can you imagine what those lines would be like if you have to maintain a 6-foot distance between each other? Come on, let that soak in for a second. You can get medication or supplies. Okay, that's cool. You can go to the bank or post office. You can call a plumber, electrician, or exterminator. You can go to the gas station or auto repair shop. You can ride public transportation, which would be sparse. Walk, bike, or drive. Right? They tell you to wash your hands a lot and make sure you don't cough out into the direction of people. Now, those are the two things I haven't been able to figure out yet. There's two more things I have not been able to figure out yet. And seriously, my problem is, don't you always practice not coughing towards people? Or are you one of those people who care less? That's number one. Number two is, yeah, don't you kind of wash your hands on a regular basis anyhow? I just thought. LA County put up a list of what you can and can't do. What you can't do is you can't host a gathering larger than 10 people. You cannot hoard supplies or overbuy. How are you going to know? No, and I mean that. I walked into the grocery store today. I'm still going to go back to what I said before. Because I know there's a lot of conspiracy people out there that are going, yes, but you don't understand something. The food supply chain is going to come to a grinding halt. Okay. Right. Here's the thing. If you keep buying like you were buying, if you don't get stupid, this stuff will be on the shelves for other people. And it'll show up every week like it always shows up. And the reason, you know, the supply chains cannot change on a dime. So they used to having to produce so much toilet paper, so much paper towels, so much meat, so much this, so much that, because they know what the weekly output is to the supermarkets, right? And then you have different seasons, different times of the year that you need more meat, less meat, more milk, less milk. They can't follow that right now because everybody's so much in a panic. And like I said to you, I could believe it if it was just milk, bread, meat. This stuff missing off the shelves, they haven't been able to give away in decades. And yet the shelves are bare. There were no no anchovies at the store. I went over there purposely and looked. Who eats anchovies? Right? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Go to the bar, or you can't go to the bar or the club, or except you take food to go. Let me tell you something. If you're at a bar eating, you're not eating because of the food. All right? You know what I'm saying? You go to the gym. Can't go to the gym, you can't go to the theater. You can't go to the bowling alley. You can't go to the arcade. Or you can't go to any kind of music venue outside of your house. You can't dine in at a restaurant. I went to one of my favorite little Italian joints yesterday, and all the tables were piled up in the corner, so were the chairs. However, they had plenty of pasta, and that's all I really cared about. Okay? You can't go to a playground. So the playground for your kids is the backyard or the front yard. You can't go to a non-essential retail store or mall, and you put seniors or those or the other, you know, I get it. You get they're trying to keep this thing spreading like crazy. But I really would have to have a room full. I don't mean 300. I mean, I'd want 5 or 6 experts, doctors, in a room telling me why this is a problem. Right, telling me how this is spreading everything quickly. And now we're even hearing about, you know, a possible, you know, they've come up with a shot or a vaccine for this, if you would. And once that shot vaccine starts to get out there, you're looking at 3 or 4 weeks to subdue this, if you would. So I don't, again, I'm not the expert. I'm putting this out there. You take the information. You figure it out. France is actually thinking about extending its 14-day virus lockdown because it claims that they have idiots out there breaking the rules. We, you know, we would never thought of that now, right? That's the other thing that people don't understand. Did you guys see, if I can find the clip, I'll play it for you. It'll make you throw up, but if I can find the clip, I'll play it for you. They did some interviews of the, you know, spring break. And a lot of the colleges, you know, it's very important the kids have a break at spring so they can go have as much sex and booze and drugs as they want to in Florida. That's part of the college experience, apparently. So they went down there and they started interviewing those kids to find out, you know, why were they doing this? Did they know about the coronavirus? Did they understand the severity of it, what have you? In most cases, yes, they knew what it was. They understood the severity of it. But you know what their response was most of the time? It was, if I get the coronavirus, I get the coronavirus. These are the people that the Democrats want to allow to vote. These are the people that are eventually going to end up in office. And if that doesn't scare you, nothing will. Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeaBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. And I really do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with us on the show and so on. I really do appreciate the fact that you're tuning in to find out what's going on. Next hour, we're going to talk about health care versus health sharing, which is, you know, again, doctors don't practice health care anymore. They practice insurance. They have to know what the insurance company will let them do or not let them do with you. And that's not cool. They need to be able to practice medicine the way they were taught to practice medicine, to go through the process the way they need to. So anyhow, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I'm telling you, this, what is it, COVID-19? Or coronavirus, whatever you want to call it, right? The It is the only thing in the news, and I'm going to keep putting the numbers out there over and over and over again. And that is, right? I'm going to do it a couple times a segment or a couple times an hour. A little over 200,000 cases of coronavirus worldwide. 8 billion people live on this planet. Okay? A little over 8,000 people have died. Are you following me? Again, not saying any life isn't worth it. That's not what I mean by this at all. You have almost 90,000, almost half of the people that got it have recuperated from it. And what is it? It's really, truly a little over 8,500 have died. So I want to know how this became an epidemic, a disease, and some people are calling it a disease. It's not a disease. It's a virus. And somebody would say it's so true. Diabetes is a disease, not a virus. Okay? I mean, seriously. France now is going to extend a two-week lockdown to try to slow down the virus. They're attributing their extension to idiots, as I would too. I mean, again, I was telling you about the spring break people. These are the ones that want to run for office, think they're smarter than we do. They want socialism. I got news for them. Under socialism, you're dead. They're not going to help you with this. If this gets out of hand, they're digging mass graves and you're going in. And if you're a moron, you're really going in. Somebody put out a meme about North Korea where it said, reported cases of coronavirus, 3. Active cases of coronavirus on Tuesday, 0. Get it? That's what happens under socialism. They ain't spending the money to cure you. You're done. We're going to have somebody on. I think I can get them on tomorrow from Epoch Times. She's a reporter that comes from the area that the virus originated in. Okay, and I've had her on the show before, just a few weeks ago. She says that you can see, via satellite, you can see the crematoriums that they have in China. These things were cranking 24/7 for 3 weeks. You can't believe the numbers coming out of China. You really, that's the other thing I think is hilarious. You really believe these people are telling you the truth? After the announcement of 50-day lockdown, the entire country, the French government on Tuesday, they have a new policy mandating that anyone who leaves their home, they've got to have official documentation. And that official documentation has to state why they're leaving their home, their reason for being outside their apartment or home. Well, that easy. All French citizens are required to download a form with their name, birthday, and reason for being outside. If anyone is caught outside without the form, police have been authorized to levy fines. So now the news reports have shown groups of people strolling in the parks, ignoring the 3-foot rule. Right? I mean, many people say, how am I supposed to walk my dog? I got to get a form and permission to walk my dog every time I walk out of the house? Now, Macron has said that many people seem to take this confinement measure lightly. He's the one that's calling them idiots. When I see that the people continue to go to the park, the beach, the bench, whatever, I mean, wherever, they rush into the open markets, it really means that they don't understand the rules of the lockdown. No, what they don't understand, frankly, is the reason for such a lockdown. They don't get it. You're getting conflicting reports of how easy or how hard it is to catch. You're getting conflicting reports as to whether it's young or old people that are mostly affected by it. When you look at the numbers, they don't come anywhere close to matching any other pandemic or that kind of thing in the past. Just want the truth. You want real information. We're not getting it. Genevieve Chen She has France's public health agency said it's likely that the extension to confinement will be necessary. She said the 2 to 4 weeks of confinement will be needed for the outbreak to be contained. And yet we're being told in this country, you're looking at August, September, October. Wrong. Just wrong. Think it all the way through. It's just wrong. And again, if there's a 2 week incubation period, is that does that mean it's 2 weeks every time a person comes in contact with a person that gets it? If that's the case, our lockdown could go for decades. Right? And once you get the vaccine, everybody gets a shot, everybody would be happy, right? What if you don't want the shot? What if you don't have it? What if you don't need it? As I said, you've seen them on Fox News, you've seen them on other stations. Jerry Cerati Goldman and Carl Goldman, the owners of one of the stations that we are privileged to be on in the Los Angeles area. They've been together for their whole cruise. They've been with people who had it. And what ends up happening? Carl gets it, spends 39 days in isolation. Him and his wife were together for 2 weeks before he was diagnosed with it. She's got no trace of it. And again, they live... I know they listen. I'm going to be in trouble for this, but they're a little different in how they take care of themselves. She works out. She walks. She's healthy. She takes supplements. He has a pre-existing condition that I'm not going to talk about. He can talk about it if he wants to. We actually have a video. We did the interview with him. And he had it for 39 days. So... it's not easily spread, especially with them being in the same room together for 14 days. What is going on here? Joe Messina, your host, listen to Real Side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We're poised to come back very, very fast, but we have to get rid of this.
President Trump at the White House Corona Daily Briefing trying to remain optimistic that the U.S. economy will come roaring back after we get through the coronavirus pandemic.
We will get rid of the virus, and hopefully it'll be sooner, far sooner rather than later.
Now, the president telling reporters the data shows many people who've come down with the virus showing improvement. As for the latest coronavirus numbers, here in the U.S., so far more than 11,000 people infected. More than 150 people have passed away. In other news, Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis warning spring breakers.
The party's over in Florida. You're not going to be able to congregate on any beach in the state.
And on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 188 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
You are some messed up white people.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being so much part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can get involved, you can get engaged. Give me your email address. That'd be cool, too. Just send me your email address. You'll see it there on the main page. And I send you an email out once a week. All right. Let's deal with the boneheads. I have no other name for them, sorry. If your son and daughter are in these flicks, I'm also sorry. But what have we done to our young people where they just... And don't give me that stuff, Joe. Don't you remember when you were a kid you were invincible? You're right, I was. I was invincible over things I understood. I understood that driving a Jeep sideways along a ski resort in the summertime when it was no snow, I could have rolled over in the Jeep. I got that. I was willing to take that risk. But these young people today, there's so many things they just don't care about. Not a big deal. The coronavirus is not something it's not like you're parasailing, and you know what the risks are involved with parasailing. But 99% of the time, there's no problem with it. They're looking in the face of a virus that could potentially kill them if they get it, and yet they don't care. And some would say, well, they know what they're doing. No, do they really, though? Just a question. Do they really? Take a listen and see for sure.
I get corona, I get corona. At the end of the day, I'm not going to let it stop me from partying. You know, I've been waiting. We've been waiting for Miami spring break for a while. About 2 months we've had this trip planned.
Can you believe this? Man, partying ain't done getting in the way of my partying. Gotta have my fun. This guy's for real. I mean, I realize we all did some kind of form of this. But I mean, seriously, this is the point we've got to.
2-3 months. We're just out here having a good time. Whatever happens, happens.
Like, it's really messing up with my spring break. What is there to do here other than
go to the bars or the beach, and they're closing all of it. It's really messing. I think they're blowing it way out of proportion. I think it's doing way too much.
Doing us bad. We need a refund. This virus ain't that serious. It's more serious things out there like hunger and poverty. We need to address that.
Yeah, of course, because they're not partying, we are, you know. I get it. Listen, here's the deal, though. They're affecting other people. They don't know who has it, who doesn't. I agree with that one young man. I think they are blowing out of proportion. Right? But the reality is again, you are opening each up. You're endangering other people by what you're doing. And now more and more young people are ending up in the hospital. I don't know what that is all about yet. But I'm more interested in them, the I'm not going to let anything get away of my partying.
Yeah, I mean, we planned this a long time ago, and it was kind of up in the air if we were still go, but, like, we're here. I just turned 21 this year, so I'm here to party, so it's kind of disappointing. But we're just making the most of it. We met these other people in our little Airbnb spot, so we're just hanging out with them and trying to get drunk before everything closes.
I mean, it sucks, but we're going to make the best of it.
We're enjoying ourselves.
It sucks, and I'm from New Orleans, so this really sucks. However, we're going to enjoy ourselves. We're having day parties all day. It's my birthday, St. Patrick's Day.
You know, the thing I love, you got to love this about this woman, is she's not letting anything get away, and she's from New Orleans. And they don't let anything in their way down there either. Let me tell you what. When it's time to party, it is time to party.
We're just trying to roll with the boy. We're just living for the moment. We're just going to do.
Oh, now I knew I was going to do that. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. No, but really, when you think about what they're doing, what the kids are at, what they're willing to give up. And actually, they really don't even know what they're willing to give up, do they? If you really think about it. Let me see if I can get that guy back, because I think that was cool. Yeah.
Moment. No, we're just going to do what... We're just trying to roll with the boy. We're just living for the moment. We're just going to do what happens, when it happens. When stuff closes, we're going to do when it closes. But besides that, we're just trying to have the best trip we can.
Now, see, I think this guy is going to make a great politician. Because he just went for 22 seconds and said absolutely nothing. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate your time with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. Part of the solution, really, is what I want you to be. Are you working with your young ones? Are you working with your kids, your grandkids, your nieces, your nephews? Right? I'm only asking because they need to be informed. They're not getting the information they need. Not by any stretch of the imagination. That kind of stinks, don't you think? I'd love to know what states, if you can, send me an email, joe@therealside.com. Go ahead, let you write it down, joe@therealside.com. I'd love to know what's going on in your state. Seriously, I'm very curious to find out how your state is handling these kind of things. How your state's dealing with these kind of things. Because, again, there's so much going on. Every state has different needs. I love these people that want the feds to step in all of a sudden. They didn't want them anywhere near us. Right, Dato? Most of these states didn't want the feds around or anything. And now all of a sudden they want them totally, well, mostly totally involved. Right? And Newsom, again, I want to reiterate so we get it straight. He's come out and said that he's enacting a statewide order, which will affect all almost 40 million California inhabitants. It's a stay-at-home order, a wide-reaching order. The order taking effect midnight. It prohibits gatherings outside and required businesses that needed employees to physically report to work to shut down. Whoa. Does that include, gas stations? Does that include grocery stores? We need to bend the curve in the state of California, Newsom said. There's a social contract here. People, I think, recognize the need to do more. You know, he's taking the homeless people, and he's putting them, this is great, he's putting them in hotels that have empty rooms. Right? He's forcing organizations like that or facilities like that to take them in. And he doesn't think that's going to add to the bottom line. He added, this is a moment that we need to make tough decisions. It's a moment when we need some straight talk. We need to tell people the truth. Oh, God. There you go. Right, I'm suspect already. Every bell and whistle just went off in my head. Public events have been canceled. Bars, dining, restaurants, gyms, clubs are closed. Essential services such as grocery stores, pharmacies, banks can stay open. The bank thinks it's a tough one to close. Requires all kinds of rules. Newsom's office projected the virus will affect more than half of Californians within 2 months. The order came just after the Los Angeles County officials announced. And listen, can we not play this game? Don't tell me for a minute they don't all know what each other's going to do within minutes of each other. So the lockdown will affect over 10 million residents who were urged to stay home. That's in L.A. County alone. 10 million residents. Get bigger, more people than Alaska and a bunch of other states. We're about to enter a new way of living here in Los Angeles, Mayor Eric Erschet said. He said, what we do and how we do it, if we get it right, will determine how long this crisis lasts. On Wednesday, Newsom directed $100 million to go toward local governments for emergency housing and shelter support. San Francisco, their officials ordered that the country's first shelter in place. I still want to know if that included the homeless people. You really want them sheltering in place on the ground in those tents? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I still wish you guys would do your own homework sometimes on some of this stuff. And I mean that from the standpoint that I want you to be able to put the numbers together. We played that clip of those, some of the crazy people, crazy young people during spring break, but a couple of them had, you know, they had realistic points of view. Talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1 acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
I'm here with Scott Jusseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We're back. Oh, God. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And really, get involved in the conversation. Head up to the website. Give me your email address. If you don't want to give me your email address because you don't want to be alerted by email, there's always text messaging. And the way you do that's simple. If you can't figure this one out, you probably shouldn't be driving either. Simply text TRS to 77222. That's TRS to 77222. All right, let's have some fun with some quick stories, okay? Now, you know, I was railing the other day on the Democrats. I said they can never put a bill through clean, ever. Right? We have a problem. You want to help college kids pay for their tuition for the week, the 2 week, the 3 weeks they're going to be out. Then you write a bill crediting them back or doing whatever those 3 weeks. I don't know. Whatever it is. I'm not going to go through the whole thing now. But Elizabeth Warren is at it again. Okay? And Representative Ayanna Pressley, both out of Massachusetts, they called for the next coronavirus relief package to include cancellation of student loan debt. Right. Because this one occurrence is going to screw up their whole life, their whole education experience, right? These guys are nuts. Now, Trump approved the first of a series of coronavirus bills, which included paid sick leave and free corona testing. On Tuesday, Pressley, who was on Warren's presidential campaign team as co-chair, she tweeted out that the Secretary of Education needs to take bold action on student debt in order to prevent any crisis like that was seen in the 2008 recession. Well, I got news for Pressley. The 2008 crisis was not caused because of student loan debt. Sorry. It was caused because your team didn't step up to the plate, because your team, right, didn't make sure that people who had no business being in a home got into a home. Look, if you have 80-20 loans, they're called 80-20 loans at the time, on stated income, I mean, give me a break. No proof of the income. I go looking at that $500,000 home. I love it. I can barely pay rent on my apartment in no man's land. And now you're going to go on what I tell you, that you're going to be able to, you're going to give me the money I need for the house with no money down. That's what an 80-20 loan is. What they were thinking, I don't know. They weren't thinking, they were smoking. Can't guess on that one either, though. The Warren, she tweeted out, student loan debt cancellation must be part of the next emergency package. Hey, Liz, you ain't running for president again. You don't have to pander anymore. And if this is something you believed all along, boy, you have a problem. In the face of legislation to combat the coronavirus, Democrats are being slammed for attempting to push political agendas. See, they can't do a clean bill. It's against their religion. I can tell you stories of what they've done over the years to try to slam stuff through. Now, Senator Ben Sasse out of Nebraska called out House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for pushing a loophole of the Hyde Amendment. In the coronavirus bill, she tried to sneak in abortion money. Hello? That's how important abortion is to them. That's how much of a religion it is to them. President of Young America's Foundation, Rob Robinson, told Campus Reform that wiping out student loan debt isn't an appropriate response to a virus. Do they think it'll make it go away? We believe in the Wuhan virus as many things, but it's not an adequate rationale to wipe out student loans. And if you do that, you only further burden those who are already damaged by the virus. I mean, it's crazy. If our colleagues and universities add the economic value to the graduates, and they look at their lives, they purport to really have the whole student in mind, then college graduates are in the best position to help others and not just themselves. Now, New York Attorney General Letitia James has already temporarily halted collection of student and medical debt in the state. Right? She said, in this time of crisis, this is undue stress. We don't need to be doing this. And to a degree, I agree with them. To a degree. I don't believe in wiping it out. But I do believe if you can't work, and it's no fault of your own, this is no fault of anybody's, well, anybody local, if you can't make those payments, you can't take care of yourself because of something that's happened where the government is forcing your business to shut down, then we cut you some slack. Otherwise, no. I don't have a problem with that. I don't have a problem truly with showing a little compassion. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Lots going on, period. I mean, if you really think about it, there's a lot going on out there that we don't even have a chance to wrap our arms around. God, this is the one that just makes me nuts. President Trump is a racist. Not because of anything he's done. Because he called a Chinese virus a Chinese virus. Come on, think about that. Now, with the threat of COVID-19, right, we're seeing this intensify by the hour, the aggravation behind it. The president and his coronavirus task force, they've mobilized to halt the ongoing threat. A lot of professors don't agree with that. They don't think they've really done anything, which I find totally interesting because the experts all say that if it wasn't for President Trump's decisive movements here in this country especially, it would have been a lot worse already. Right? That simple. Now, Trump said before this really kind of blew up, he wasn't always negative, if you would, the steel industry or all that. He was really on his game with it. But he said the United States will be powerfully supporting those industries like airlines and others that are particularly affected by the Chinese virus. If he props them up now, they'll be stronger later. But they've got to pay back the money. We have to have something on our side. You know, we're thinking about plenty of things. We've done it in the past. We did it with Chrysler. If we're going to bail out any one of these countries, then we take the controlling stock or we take a large chunk of the stock so that we have a say in what's going on. The Marie Myung Oakley, I'm trying, guys, instructor and writer in residence at the Center for the Study of Ethnicity. She's from Columbia University. She has suggested, ready for this one, in a Salon op-ed, that the coronavirus fears have transmorgified into unchecked xenophobia with a touch of racism. She further suggested that the Trump-enabled racism and Twitter are making the problem even worse. I don't know how. She doesn't say how, really. She suggests that white supremacy and xenophobia are responsible for the fact that Trump and others have dubbed the coronavirus, which originally came out of Wuhan, China, a Chinese virus. How are you supposed to hide that? Especially if it's not over yet. Especially if it keeps coming out of there. How are you supposed to hide that? According to Lee, why white supremacy could be a factor even in the way we name the virus, such as when the language around it, you know, it's not objective, it's not scientific. God, these people have to relax. Give it a rest. I'm not joking, I'm dead serious. I don't get it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. She thinks that Trump's overheated rhetoric on migrants and people of color and crap hole countries, you remember the real word, though, right? As he calls much of the world, are absolutely fanning the flames of racism and making this whole thing even worse. See, it's all Trump's fault again. Just so, in case you were clear, it's all Trump's fault again. Again. Now, she's not the only university teacher who holds the concerns for the president's conversation. Rosalind Chow, associate professor of sociology at the Georgia State University, she shares a similar position. In the Salon piece, Chow was quoted as saying the comments made by President Trump intensifies xenophobia along with racism against Asians. And I just love this. So all the nasties spoken against the MAGA people, that doesn't create any issues or any violence. We've seen it, but according to them, it doesn't create it. Same thing with blacks, same thing with Asians. Pretty much anybody who supports Trump and you're not at a Trump rally, you're going to get the tar kicked out of you. There's no way around it. Tyler Moore, who's the secretary of Turning Point USA chapter at the GSU, said the professor does not speak for GSU. I've seen a lot of videos disrespecting the president. I find this one hypocritical, Moore said. Look, this is why it's so great, so good for you to talk to your kids, to make sure that those children that you're sending to college have a clue, have a solid foundation. Joe Matheny, your host, this is The Real Side on GCN Live. A lot more coming up in the next hour.